Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for making us part of your day and part of your due diligence when you look at small and microcap companies. And to that end, we're speaking with Save Foods Incorporated. The company's traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SVFD. That's Sierra, Victor, Foxtrot, Delta, SVFD, Save Foods Incorporated. And we are speaking with Art Dawson today. Art, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much, Stuart. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Now, I've read about the company by going to the Investor Brand Network, pulling up the clients tab and looking alphabetically and finding Save Foods. Fascinating business model, but I want you to describe the company, its innovation, and its business model for us now, if you would.
Well, fine. I'd be happy to do so. The most important thing to know is that Save Foods has successfully completed the development and has also begun to market natural, eco-friendly sets of treatments for fresh produce. These treatments are used in the process of protecting fresh fruits and vegetables, and therefore they're an important part of the economic scheme of the fresh produce value chain. This is because the products themselves contribute to the extension of shelf life within that value chain. They are also used simultaneously to ensure food safety and to ensure compliance with the current U.S. Food Safety Modernization Act. To summarize this point, Save Foods products not only prolong the shelf life of produce, thus reducing wasted food, but they also ensure safe, natural, and healthy produce. Moreover, these products leave behind no unhealthy chemical residues. So with these innovations in play, Save Foods is addressing one of the biggest issues in the food business today. And that issue is pathogens. These pathogens are the main cause of food waste and in food safety issues. These are the issues which lead to human illness and to produce recalls. These two issues alone cost hundreds of billions of dollars to the economy every year. To address these pathogens, Save Foods technology is really very remarkable. It utilizes natural food acids. Those food acids which can be found in nature. These are the same food acids which are accepted as safe for human consumption by the United States Food and Drug Administration. They are known by the FDA as GRAS materials, that is to say, generally accepted as safe. There is a specific result of these innovations that is of particular interest to the consumer, and that is these new safe food products can be used to replace the synthetic fungicides currently being used to protect produce. They can also improve the performance of these same synthetic fungicides if that is what we want to achieve. In addition to the consumer's benefit, there is a specific result that is of high interest to those people in the produce business. That is, Save Foods products are easy to use. They are easily integrated into the already existing fruit and vegetable packing systems. They enter seamlessly into the user's current operation. You asked about our business model. Well, let me just say this. The first market in our business plan is described as the fresh produce post-harvest market. This market consists of large capacity facilities, which are situated throughout the world and are designed to sort, clean and prepare the produce to flow successfully and safely through distribution channels. These distribution channels are those channels that run from the farmer's field to the grocery distributor and to the consumer's dinner table. The fresh produce post-harvest market serves many, many, many people every day of the week. individual farmers distribute their crops through such facilities, and each facility prepares and ships the produce to the large and to the small retail grocery chains. These fresh produce facilities are supplied with post-harvest fungicides and with other supplies, usually via one of five major international service providers. These service providers are essential sources of supplies and of expertise all around the world. Safe Foods has the ability to supply its product to each of these service providers. However, Safe Foods also has the ability to enter these markets independently without direct participation of these companies. To understand this point, we have to look closely at Safe Foods products. The business model recognizes two important product features. Feature number one, our products offer a holistic approach to the chemical requirements of fresh produce. That is, Safe Foods addresses all three needs at the same time. Need one being shelf life extension, resulting in need two, waste reduction. And we need three, overriding all of these, is food safety compliance. Feature number two is the great economy, which is achieved by the design of our products. There are great economies based on smart efficacy features, efficacy characteristics which separate us from the competition. There are smartly concentrated products, which allow miniaturized application components. And these two fundamental product concepts lead to the perfectly situated price points for our products. These price points are the direct result of our innovation. As a result, our products are of high interest to the major service providers throughout the world. By contrast, however, these are the same product attributes which make it possible for Safe Foods to enter the marketplace independently if it is deemed necessary. The net result of the Safe Foods technology, more produce to sell and less produce for landfills.
Well, that is a deep dive, and I so appreciate that, Art. We learned about the company, its innovation and business model there. Listeners, I want you to go to savefoods.co. And something jumping out at me, Art, when I look at the profile at IBN, Safe Foods Inc.'s products present prospective competitors multiple barriers to entry, including a short time to market, zero toxic residues, as you pointed out, and addressing both spoilage and food safety. And recently here in the United States, we've seen a lot of news about food spoilage to the tune of 40% of what reaches the grocery stores actually gets thrown out at some point. And that's a huge market for you to address. Art, you're our guest today. Can we learn a little bit about your personal experience and background?
Well, certainly, Stuart. My personal experience is rather lengthy. I've had over 30 years directly involved in the post-harvest industry. I've held a few key positions, which have led some people to think of me as a post-harvest expert. I serve formally as a research and development manager at Sunkist Growers, quality control officer at Dole Citrus, and as general manager of one of the world's largest post-harvest chemical service companies. Recently, I became the founder and president of a worldwide post-harvest oriented company, which is devoted entirely to product development. In my background, I received a PhD degree in plant physiology from the University of California. This background has provided me with an opportunity to gain perspective on the post-harvest industry. And this perspective includes an understanding of the global needs of the industry, the opportunities available within it, and the societal role of the post-harvest industry in the countries that it serves. And based on this, these perspectives, I've decided to join Safe Foods. I believe that Safe Foods is addressing a big need in the world today, a big need in the food industry today. With its holistic approach, Safe Foods will play a significant role in the global market. You might question, well, what is my specific experience with Safe Foods as a company? It turns out that I have spent at least 6 years working as a consultant to Safe Foods in California alongside the founder as we develop products and develop marketing opportunities within the state of California. And now that we're positioned thusly, I am advancing to the business director for the U.S. Post Harvest Market. So that's who I am.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Art. Let's look at the year 2020. Obviously, it was a unique year that presented several different unique challenges. As you look back for the year 2020, what were some of the milestones reached by Save Foods?
Well, when you look at milestones, the major significant accomplishment was the validation of the commercial efficacy of these products on a large scale. That is the most significant accomplishment for the year. Commercial accounts were secured on a very large scale in industry leading companies in the U.S., Mexico, Spain, and in Israel. Following highly positive commercial trials, these trials evolved into commercial sales accounts. This is our major accomplishment. These commercial customers resulted in Save Foods treating over 100,000 tons of fresh produce in 2020. We expect a snowball effect, and more of our current pilot demonstrations will turn into sales in the coming months. In 2020, Save Foods treated over 100,000 tons of produce. Save Foods treated limes, clementines, avocados, and microgreens, and these products are already in stores in Europe and the United States. Parallel to this commercial activity, we initiated 9 new commercial pilots, pilot-sized demonstration trials worldwide. The aggregate result of these trials presently indicates a 50% reduction in food waste as a result of our applications. Now, these trials are running cooperatively with major post-harvest supply companies around the world, specifically with the 2 of the largest companies running cooperative trials with their own largest customers in Europe. In the U.S., these demonstration trials have led to sales relationships that are frequently validated by university researchers and by private sector researchers. Thus, the trial process leads to sales, and it benefits from qualified third-party oversight. True validation, however, is only achieved through customer satisfaction, and we're now enjoying multi-year relationships with several of our key initial and repeating customers. It should be noted, I believe, that in Save Foods, or in Israel, I should say, Save Foods has signed an exclusive agreement with that country's largest post-harvest provider. These providers are currently supplying fresh citrus fruit to Europe. The result is that Save Foods has enabled the export of citrus from Israel treated with 0 residues of post-harvest fungicides. So we have some things that we can look back on for 2020 and be quite happy about.
Well, that leads me to my next question. As we enter into the second half of 2021, what are some of the goals for the company here in 2021?
Well, I can list them rather specifically. Goal number 1 is to continue to add current portfolio products available for fruit producers worldwide. Now, we have a list of priority crops which are produced worldwide, and we are addressing these crops specifically. Goal number 2 is to convert all 9 presently ongoing commercial trials to commercial customers. Goal number 3 is to bring greater brand awareness to all the fresh fruit packers in the post-harvest industry. Goal number 4 is to establish channels of distribution into the largest packers of fresh fruits on a worldwide basis, using the major post-harvest service providers to do this access. And goal number 5 is to create awareness in the 5 global chemical producers of the synergies that are available by linking their expertise with Save Foods products. Our goal is to teach these companies about the opportunities that are available through the medium of cooperative trialing with their existing customers. And I think that will be a pretty good year when we look back on it, Stuart.
Well, very good. Listeners, once again, we are speaking with Art Dawson with Save Foods Incorporated, traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SVFD. Learn more about the company at savefoods.co.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.